case number 11119, Timothy Barrett, Paul McCormick, and Rose McCormick, south of Road 288A, Dorman Road, southeast corner of Oakwood Court and Cedarwood Drive, being lot 34, Block B, Section 3, within Lockwood Development. Tax map ID number 234-11.00, parcel 177.00. A variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Rose McCormick, 2 Oakwood Court, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
It's still me, Daniel Myers.
Okay.
Here on behalf of Paul and Rose McCormick, and this is a request for a 0.4-foot variance for a shed that's located in Lockwood Subdivision. If you look at the survey that was attached to the application, you'll see that this is a corner lot, so they had to comply with two setbacks, the front and the side yard setback. The what's not shown on the survey, but to the left of the shed, is a septic system. So the septic system was installed to the left of the shed. And then between the house and the shed is the driveway to get into the garage. So where the shed is about the only place that the shed could be placed. The shed was built in 1990, and a CO was issued for it in 1991. I have some pictures here showing the shed and the property behind, which is, you can see how it's wooded and screens the neighboring property. The shed is on a permanent foundation. It's not on a slab, but it is on pilings and footers. And it has electric installed in the shed. The shed was built, like I said, in 1990. My clients purchased the property this year, 2012. The prior owner purchased the property in 2002, so this was not created by either my client or by the prior owner, but by the original owner in 1990. We're not asking to increase the size of the shed, so this is the minimum variance that is needed. It's only 0.4 feet, and if you look at the pictures, you'll see how the trees shed this from the neighboring property, so it wouldn't create any problems with any neighbors being this close to the property line. Like I said, it's been there for over 20 years in its current location. It's not easily movable because it's on a permanent foundation. It has electric installed. I'd like to call Linda Bova again. And you said you're a realtor?
Yes, broker.
Would this shed being too close to the property line by 0.4 feet alter the value of neighboring properties?
It would not.
Is there any questions of Ms.?
Not any questions from the members?
Just a comment for the record, just sure. To verify, Ms. Bova has been sworn in previously with the previous application.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. McCormick, did you listen to the testimony that I gave?
Yes.
My presentation. And if I asked you those questions, would you have testified in the same manner?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And everything I said is true and correct.
Yes,
in your belief. Well, because of the uniqueness of the property being a corner lot, and if you also look at the survey, you'll see that these angles form an acute angle, which actually makes the property line veer up towards where the shed was placed. The septic is on this side and the driveway here. There was really no place to put the shed except there. It couldn't move it up closer to the house. It interfered with driving into the driveway. And Because it's on a permanent foundation and a CO is issued, the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The applicant didn't place the shed, and you've heard testimony will not alter the essential nature of the character, and it's the minimum variance needed. We ask it be granted.
Great, thank you. You discovered this when you went to settlement?
When she...
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, because it's only 0.4 foot. Further questions from members of the board? Again, Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Nope.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,119. Based on the testimony and also a certificate of compliance was issued in 1991 for the accessory structure. And there's uniqueness to the property. As you can see there, it's on an angle. And a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. And the variance will not alter essential character to the neighborhood. And the request of the variance is minimum that can afford relief.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,119. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,119 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.